All right, so tonight's daf is sponsored by David Jacob on the occasion of the yahrzeit of his father, Eliyahu Shmuel ben Yaakov Shalom, Zechron Lebracha. All right, so last time I mentioned about this issue about if a person has a name, but he's not going to participate in anything with the preparation. So I spoke to Rav Schechter today about it. He said, I remember I mentioned the machloket Rishonim between the Tosfos and the Rush about whether he has to observe the Dinei Aninos if he's not involved with it. So Rav Schechter says that we would take it that he should observe the Dinei Aninos unless he doesn't intend to be at the funeral. If he's not going to be at the funeral, whatever the situation, then it sounds like that he's going to begin with the Dina of Avelos right away.
Right away?
That's the way it sounds like. I have to clarify that with him, but that's the way it sounded like to me. He said certainly that he wouldn't do the Dina of Aninas. I assume that he'd go into Avelos. Okay, let's take a look. Yutetam and Aleph. So the Gemara says on line 3, this is on Yutet Amar Aleph, Am Rabbi Yitzchak lo mesaper acharya mei, ki lo mesaper acharya evad. If a person speaks disparagingly of a dead person, it's like speaking about a stone. So ikida amri lo yadi. Some want to say that the people who are dead, they don't know anything. He says, ikida amri diyadei velo ichbalhu, that they know, but they don't care about it. So ini, is this true? Va'amara papu, chadishtai milta, batrei debar Shmuel. Somebody spoke disparagingly about Shmuel. It sounds like after Shmuel wasn't alive anymore. V'nafal kanya mitlalo, ubaza la'arnaka deboche. That a rod fell off the roof and broke into the membrane of his brain. I mean, it's like he says, so the Gemara takes it that that's because he spoke disparagingly about Shmuel. So shani tzuber rabbanan de kuch bruchu tava bi'kare. So when you're a big talmid chacham like Shmuel, so kadosh baruch hu's tove his kavod, it may not necessarily be true with other people. Yeah, but either way though, it comes out though, there's a the shari tshuva brings down, there's a cheirim hakamoni. There's no, technically speaking, there's no din of lashon hara against the person who's not alive anymore. But there's a cheirim hakadmonim, not to speak bad about even people who aren't alive, you know. So that's the din with that. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara.
Now, you can't speak lashon hara.
You should not speak.
You're not over lashon hara if you speak.
On a deraisa level, but you're over on a cheirim hakadmonim. It means like cheirim means like a curse that the earlier ones set up that you shouldn't even speak disparagingly about a person. Now, there's somebody in the base medrash, Rabbi Ike Sultan. He was saying he thought that this last statement represented like different opinions about whether the people who aren't alive, whether they know what's going on in the world or not. We spoke about that more last night.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol mesaper achar mitan shel mitamidei chachamim. If a person like speaks disparagingly, again, it's like a person who's not alive anymore, but he's a talmid chacham, no fail but gehenim, he ends up in gehenim. Shenemar v'matim akal klo tam yolichem eshem epolei ha'av and shalom al Yisrael. So the pasuk says the ones who they pull towards perversity, Hashem will bring them together with the evildoers. In other words, they're going to get their just rewards. Shalom al Yisrael, peace over Israel. Afilu b'shal shalom al Yisrael yilchem Hashem poleh ha'aven. Meaning, even the way Gemara takes it, shalom al Yisrael is when the Talmid Chachamim aren't alive anymore. In other words, shalom al Yisrael, they're in their state of ultimate menucha.
Peace.
But notwithstanding that, when the people, they're poel aven, they're speaking disparagingly of them.
Punished.
Yeah, that's the way he's darshing the pasuk. All right. Now, Tan to Beir Shmuel, Brisa was taught in the basement of Beir Shmuel. You read Taman Chacham Shavar Aveira Balayla. You see a Taman Chacham that does an Aveira in the evening. Al Taharach Rabayom. Don't think about it the next day. In other words, don't suspect of wrongdoing the next day. Shema Sat Shuva, because maybe he's done Shuva in the interim. So the Gemara says, Shema, do you think maybe did Shuva? El Vadai did it. El Vadai said Shuva. Certainly did Shuva. That only relates to things with his body, whatever, then just as a Shuva. In other words, if it was something wrong with money, so then he has to restore the money. Now the Chasam Sofer says, it doesn't mean that we would think that a Talmid Chacham would wrongfully take somebody's money, but it means a situation where Mitzat Hadin, he's entitled to do it, but lifting Mishuras Hadin, he should, give the person money back. So that we think there's another standard that's expected for a Talmid Chacham. So with that, so you have to wait till he returns the money. In other words, but other things, I should, give him the benefit.
Between man and God, he does the tshuva.
But he can be man and his fellow man. He could do tshuva. In other words, I should assume that he's done everything. But when it comes to returning money, I got to wait till he returns the money, before I make such presumption. All right, now. the fifth wide line. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, b'shrimba arba makomod beit din menadin al kvod harav. In 24, now Mekomod means places, but situations, the Bezdin is Menad, the place excommunicates somebody for Kvod HaRav. Kvod HaRav means out of respect to the rabbi, or for the Bezdin, the rabbinical authorities. So the Gemara says, V'kulan shenina b'mishnatenu, and all of them we've learned in our Mishnayot. So Amalei Reb Lazar Heicha, Reb Lazar says, where are these 24 places in the Mishnah? So Amalei Lechi Tishkach, in other words, when you examine it, you'll find it. So Nafak Dakva Ashkach Tlat. So he went out, he looked through the Mishnayot, and he found three out of the 24. Hamizazal ben Natil Yadayim, one who was like Mizazal, like disparages Natil Yadayim, washing hands. But Masaper Karmi Tanshal Tamid Chamim, person speaks disparagingly about the Tamid Chamim who died. But Megi Statu Kalapi Mala, person is arrogant, Kalapi Kaddish Baruch Hu. So it's interesting, he mentions three items, A, B, and C, but he takes B up first before A or C. What does it mean that he's like speaks disparagingly of the Talmid Chachamim when they're not alive? Did not, because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Eduyot, Hu Haya Omer. This is talking about Akavya ben Mahalalel, he's one of the Tanoim. Hu Haya Omer, in Mashkin Lo'ad Giored, Lo'ad Meshukhreret. That a person, when it comes to the Mei Sota, like a woman is suspected of adultery, so it says in the parsha, the way Rashi understands it, it says, Daber al B'nai Yisrael, you'll speak to the Jews. And so he learned that that you don't give it to a Gioret. If a woman's a convert to Judaism, and her husband, you know, suspects her of adultery, you would never give her the Mei Sota. He says, or the Meshukhreret is the same idea. In other words, she was a slave that was freed, also status of a Gioret. So, Hu Hayel Meir, in Mashkin Lord Gioret, Lord Meshukhreret, but Chachamim Omrim, Mashkin. The Chachamim say, no, notwithstanding that, you do the Gioret is no different. So, Va'amru Lo, the Chachamim said to a Chachamim Olel, Ma'ase Bekarkamit Shivcha Meshukhreret Yushlaim, Meshkua Shemayev Abtalyom. There was an incident with Karkamit. So, Karkamit is either a woman's name or a location that she came from this place. He says, Shifcha Meshukhreret Yerushalayim. She had been a Shifcha, was freed, presumably were then married, and then her husband suspected her of adultery. Meshkua Shemaya Ba'avtalion. Shemaya Ba'avtalion were the, you know, that they had like the zugot. There are like pairs, like in the beginning of Pirkei Avot, it mentions the zugot, where one is the Nasi and one's the Av Bezdin. So Shemaya Ba'avtalion were the Tanayim before Hillel V'Shamai. So Shemaya Ba'avtalion, right, they gave her the Mesota. But Amar Lahem, he had Kavi Ben Mahalalel said, this presumably is after Shemaya Ba'avtalion not alive anymore. He says, but Amar Lahem, and Kavi Ben Mahalalel said to the Chachamim, Dugma Hishkua. He says that it was like, the way Rashi understands it, he was like them. In other words, or they were like them. The Shmaya Ba'avtalion,
they were like this lady.
Right. And the Shmaya Ba'avtalion were descendants of Gerim. Yeah. So Rashi learns around the sixth or seventh, one narrow line, he says, "I'll show you don't hemishkua she shmaya v'avtalion mibnei banav shel Sancheriv." He's reading the beginning of Perek Hanizak, and they were descendants of Sancheriv, so obviously not Jewish. So dugma, they were like her. So that's why they gave it to him. V'nidu meit v'niduyo. So they put him in nidui for speaking disparagingly of Shmaya. Yeah, of Shmaya v'avtalion, and he died in a state of nidui. V'saklu beit din aronot. And the Bezdin stoned his Aaron. So we'll see there's another version coming up, but you know, a Kavman Hilmer, he's famous in Pirkei Avot, like his Takel Bushel Shad Vrim, Ina Tabalidea Beira, Tamayayin Bata, Liana Telech, Venimia Tithin the Cheshbon. So we don't normally think of him as being placed in Nidui. Now, Tosos learns differently. Tosos learns that it means Dugma Ishku, that they didn't give her the Mesota water, that they gave her colored water. In other words, they didn't want to dissolve the parchment in and stuff like that. So they did that, but it's like still like in other words, so he was saying, so it's saying, so either way he's defending himself. So the first way he's saying Dugma Ishku, they were like her, and so you can't, you know, trust them. Or the other thing, the incident, what he's saying was, where Dugman Shkua, they gave her like this drink that looked like the Sota water, but it really wasn't the Sota water. But as a result of that, though, like people who knew maybe that she had committed adultery would say soap and water doesn't do anything, because in other words, they're giving her the drink and she's okay. So, but either way, it's like, you know, speaking disparagingly of Shmaya Vaptalio, that they're, you know, engaged in such a, you know, ruse like that. So, all right, we're on Yutet Amun Aleph, around 15, 20 lines down. Okay, so the let's see further. Maybe Nuduyo. Okay, so no, no. Okay, we're around the 10th very wide line. You're the small Dalet, Seth? Seth, you with me? Okay, so we're talking about places that the Chachamim, like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, there are 24 places, instances, where the Chachamim put somebody in Nidu, in excommunication, because they didn't show proper deference for the rabbinical authorities. So then we said so Reb Lazar asked him where the 24 places were. So he says, you know, you can go and look and you'll find it. And he found three of them. And so we did one, now we're doing number two. Near the small Dalit. But Mazalzel, but the Tilly Dime, a person disparages like the institution of the Tilly Dime, washing hands before meals. So Mahi, what's that? Did not, because we learned the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah before. So we quoted from the Mishnah and Iduyo about a Kavim Malaya. Now the Mishnah continues on. Didnan, Amr Bihuda Chas Shalom Shakavim Malal Nadah. He says, Chas Shalom, that a Kavim Malal was placed in Nidui. Shinazar Nanelel al Klod Abi Yisrael Bechoch Mavita, Rabbi Yerachayka Kavim Malal. That the Azara, so Rashi says it, like there were three groups of people that brought the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was brought with three ketot. So they would close the doors of the Azara. So he said when they would do that, he would be the most righteous person inside. Nobody was like him in Chachma, Tara, Yerachet, like Ella and Minidu, Elazar ben Chanoch. They put somebody else in the Idui. His name was Elazar ben Chanoch, Shepik Peik ben Atil Yadayim. But he spoke disparagingly about the institution of Atil Yadayim. Ukshameid Shalchu Beitin Vinichu Evan Gidol Arono. And when he died, i.e., this Elazar ben Chanoch, and I don't know anything about him other than he's quoted here, so the Bezdin sent and put a big stone on his Aron. And that's in what we said about stoning. It means that that's what they would do, put a stone on the Aron. Lamedcha Shkomin Adeh, Umeibin Iduyo. Anybody who's been placed in Nidui. Nidui is excommunication. Anytime you place a nidui and you die in that state, in other words, you don't purge yourself of the nidui, Beitin Soklin and Arono. Alright, that's two cases.
Do we know what he did? Or what he said?
We don't know specifically, but he disparaged until
Yadayim.
Rashi
thought no one mentioned what
he. Well, Rashi just says, if you look at the 20th narrow line, Elzor Shepik Peik, Zilzel, Vahino Nami, Lekvot Arav, Shavar Al Piha, Gozrim Al Yadayim. Yeah. All right. Now the next case, Hamegis Da'ato Klapi Malo. A person like is arrogant. Klapi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maihi. What's that? Did not. Now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Masechet Tanit. Shalach Shimon ben Shetach L'choni Ma'agel. So if you remember the incident over there, there was no rain. So Choni Ma'agel, he makes a circle and he takes a shua and he says,
I'm
here until you give Kadosh Baruch Hu bring rain. So then it begins to rain a little bit. And Choni Ma'agel says, it's not what I was talking about, little drops of rain. I want something more than that. So then big drops of rain comes, like a flood.
Yeah.
So he says, no, I don't want that big drops of rain. I want the right bracha, little thing like that. So finally, they get the right volume of rain. And it's Choni Ma'agel, means Choni the circle maker. And he says, so back in the Gemara. So he says, Didan, Shalach lo Shimon Shetach Choni Ma'agel, Shimon Shetach sent to Choni Ma'agel. You should be placed in Nidui for the way you spoke to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you weren't the fact that you're Choni, you're such a Kadosh person, and it means like this, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like the Rav, in other words, like for the Kabbalah of Rav. So it's a Bezdin, Rav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, so when the article said, like, you act cavalierly, Gabi Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was you do things that are wrong, but Hashem does your ratzon, just like a child with his father. The child maybe doesn't speak so well, but the father still does
even
him. But lecha k'tiv omer, and concerning you, the pasuk in Mishlei and Proverbs says, Yismach avicha v'imecham, that your father and mother will be happy, v'tegel yolodatecha, and be happy about your birth. Okay, so the Gemara says v'tu lecha. You mean there's no other places that we find?
How does the last pasuk fit in here?
In other words, it's like Koni Malgel is like the son. In other words, Yismach avicha v'imecham, v'tegel yolodatecha. He says like it means like a father is happy with the child, even when the child does something that's so wrong. Right? Okay, v'tu leka, are there no other cases? V'ikatatani Rav Yosef. There's a case that Rav Yosef taught in the Braisa. Todos ish romi hinige b'nei romi lachlan kidayim kula simbele le psachim. So todos ish romi, he accustom the people in Rome, the Jewish people in Rome, to give them gidayim kulasim. Gidayim kulasim means like armed kids. It means like the korban pesach you bring from the sheep or the goats, the young sheep or goat. You sit with me, Seth. So the sheep or goats, so the kerev and the kraayim, you put like anyway, it says you put the legs and the innards next to it. So they would put the legs of the Korban Pesach, in other words, they cut off the legs and put it right next to it, and they put the innards, like the intestines, around. I think there's a machloket there. One says, I think, on his head, one says on the side, whatever. But he looks like an armed soldier, like with his weapons by his side. In other words, they put the kid on the spit.
Why would they do that?
That's because the Pasuk says... let me try to remember the
every Korban Pesach
they did. Right, in other words, let me try to remember the thing. So it says, What's that? Do you feel like eating a chumash? I'm sorry. Thank you. All right. Let's just take a look. It's coming up in the Parsha Shavua, not this week, but... last week, you know, we have a lot of dilemmazim in the Daf Yomi that relates to current events. So, let's see. Yeah, it says, Roshoa Krav Yal Kirbo. So it says Rosho, that you'll eat it, its head, its legs, and its innards. So that they take it, so I think they would cut off the head, cut off the legs, and take the innards out, and then put it on the spit somehow where it's right next to it. So that's called the Gedima Kulas. It's called the Gedima Kulas. That's the way they would roast the Korban Pesach. So Todos Ish Romi, he's in Rome. They're not actually eating the Korban Pesach. But he's telling everybody, he's saying like, so we're gonna have meat on the Leil Pesach, but we're gonna cook it like the Korban Pesach.
Which is awesome.
So the Chamin weren't happy with him. So let's see back in the Gemara. So it says that non shaklo, it's not there. He says the Tani Rabbi Yosef Todos Ish Romi Hinigim Bnei Rom Lachlan Gidayim Mikusim LeBsachim Shalchli Shemit Shetach. So this is during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Apparently Shemit Shetach is in Eretz Yisrael, but he hears what's going on in Rome. He sends him a message. Imalei Todos Atah goes Rein Lachan Nidui. He says, but not for the fact that you're Todos, I would have declared you to be a Nidui. He says Shetamachil Yisrael Kachim Bachutz. It means that you're Machil things that look like Kachim Bachutz, and as a result of that, people could think that you're allowed to eat Kachim, you know, outside in this case, Yerushalayim, you know, or you know, when he's in Rome.
He was a Talmid Chacham, this guy?
I don't know. So he says, so, but the point is that we see that somebody wasn't Nizhar for the Kabbalah Rav, because the Chamim Asr, you're not supposed to do it that way. So he says, so how come that's not a fourth case? So but Mishnatenu Kamri and Baha Braitahi. So we said 24 cases in the Mishnah, that's a case, but it's in the Braisa. There's no other cases in the Mishnah. Ba'ika, there is. Ba'ika hadid nan. We learn the Mishnah, this Mishnah. He says, Chachu chulyo and hutan chobin chulyo l'chulyo. So this is the Tanur Shalach Noi, that if you have a kli cheres, is makabal tuma. So when a kli cheres is tuma, I can't, there's no way to
matire,
right? I have to destroy it. So here they had an oven that was made out of earthenware, and it got tamei, and then they cut it up into different slices. Like, think of like a donut, and cutting it like, you know, through different slices in a donut or a bagel. Think of it like that. So, they put sand in between each segment. Reb Lezer Matayer. So Reb Lezer holds that it's not a kli cheres anymore. Once it's been broken up into so many pieces and it's joined by this like sand or mud or whatever,
you put it back together.
It's a kli adama. So a kli adama is not makabel tuma. So now it's fine according to Tan Reb Lezer. But Chachamim Metamim. The Chachamim are Metamim, as Machloket Rishonim, when it says Chachamim Metamim, does the Chachamim mean that the tumah goes back to it now, or that it's now susceptible to tumah? One of those, either way, I mean, there's different shitot. B'zehu Tanur Rosh Shel Achnoi. That's the Tanur of Achnoi. So my Achnoi, what's Achnoi? So he says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmuel, Mameh Shekifu Halachot Ke'Achnoi Zeh. Achnoi is a snake. In other words, that they surrounded Reb Lezer with like arguments like the snake, v'timuhu, and they were metameyed. V'tanya oto yom v'yu kol tarot shtir Reb Lezer. That day they brought all the tarot that Reb Lezer was metayer. Meaning, they have this oven now. Reb Lezer says it's tahor. So either the chum you say went back to tumah, or it's susceptible to tumah and became tameh again. And then they were bringing
all,
they were doing it for taharot and things like that. So they brought all the taharot that Reb Lezer says are tahor, and they said v'sarfum lefanav, they burnt it in his presence. V'sof birchu, then they put him in cheirem. So that's another case where you see that it's kavod arav. In other words, all the chachamim had a tradition. This is the halacha. Reb Lezer, through his arguments, thought the halacha the other way, but he didn't want to give up, even though everybody had this mesora. So he says here, afilu hachi nidui b'matnitin lo tanan. So notwithstanding that, in other words, the nidui is only mentioned in the brisa. In other words, the machloket is mentioned in the mishnah, but the act of nidu, you berchu, that's mentioned in the brisa. Says Ella arba Ella esrim yarba makomod hey chamish kachala. So where are the 24 places? So three places we got. 21 we don't know where they are.
24 in total. They wanted to put.
No, either one. No, he's saying there are 24 places in the Mishnah where you could find where people were placed in nidui because they didn't show proper respect for Kvod Rav.
Or they were about to be placed.
No, they were. He said they were placed in nidui. That's what he said. So he says, the Gemara says, okay, give me two lines. Okay, we'll talk. Okay, Rabbi Shuben Levi Madame Milta Lamilta, Rabbi Lazar Lamadame Milta Lamilta. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shuben Levi, there were cases where, let's say, one Talmud would give a sharp response to somebody in the Mishnah, or it seems like Rashi says a big machloket gedola. So in those instances, Rabbi Shuben Levi assumes that there was nidui there, even though it doesn't say it explicitly. And Reb Lazar doesn't assume anything. So Rabbi Shuben Levi says, when you do it that way, I arrive at the number 24. And Reb Lazar went to look for it, didn't see it explicitly, so he didn't arrive at 24. Okay, any questions? What do you got?
The Choni Amar, they didn't put him in. They said, we were going to put you
in. Yeah, close enough. Anyway.
So 24...
you were to be placed in the Chayin. Okay, all right. Now, I'm going further. You okay, Seth? Okay. So we're 10 lines from the bottom. We're 12 lines. So Tana Rabbanan, no se amita b'chilu fehen. So he said that the people who carried the coffin or the bier and their successors and the successors of the successors, they're all p'turim. So from Kriyat Shema. So Tana Rabbanan ein motzin amit samach l'Kriyat Shema, that we don't take out the mate near the Zman for Kriyat Shema. It means it's like early in the crack of dawn. So we're not going to begin taking out the mate, you know, when we're about to enter the Zman for Kriyat Shema. That's not the right time to do it. He says, but if they began, they're not going to interrupt. But if you're going to do it,
you want to say it and then go.
Right. You want to give people time for people to say Kriyat Shema and everything. He says, Inis is true. For Rav Yosef Apku Samuch Kriyat Shema. Rav Yosef, when he died, they brought him out around the time of Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, Adam Chashuv Shani, important. Yeah. Today, I think people wouldn't get up early for a funeral, you know. But at the crack of dawn, they do it.
They do it at midnight, too.
I know at night they do, but I'm saying they do any, like around sunrise. I've never heard of a funeral at sunrise or anything like that. All right, now let's take a look. Anyway, it sounds like only for an Adam Chashav from the Gemara. Okay, Shlofnei Amita, Shlachar Amita. So the Gemara gave different dinim for whether the people are in front of the coffin or behind the coffin. So Tana Rabbanan, Oskim Behesped. Now, this is talking about people who are listening to a hesped. So they're not actually taking out the coffin, but they're listening to a hesped. Hesped is a eulogy. Bisman Shamit Mutalif Nehem, if the mate is in front of them. So I thought the pshat, you could say, is that you shouldn't take the maid out for kubura around the time of Zman Kriyat Shema, but there's no impediment to giving a hesped for the maid around that time. So he says, so ha'oskim a hesped, it means they're listening to a hesped. Zman Shema mutalif name, but the maid is in front of them, means the dead body's right there. So nishbatina chadachad v'korin. So then one at a time, they leave, they say Shema, then somebody else goes out. The maid is not in front of them. So they go, they'll say Kriyat Shema. And he, the Avel, will sit and he'll be silent. I guess they're all going to get daven or whatever.
Right there.
They'll go maybe the next, whatever, and he'll be silent. Then they'll daven. So he's going to do Tzidek Adin. So Tzidek Adin means when the person, this is sad, but you know, at every Kura, there are like set, mostly psukim sentences where a person says like Hashem is a tzaddik and everything he does.
It's a bracha, no?
What?
It's a bracha, he says.
No, there's a bracha Dayan HaEmes he makes. Every Avil makes the bracha Dayan HaEmes. We'll have this later on in the Masechta. But there's Sida Kadin where the person says like all these psukim
that
Hashem is
that?
What? Well,
that?
The way we do it at the cemetery. We do the Sida Kadin. But anyway, so he says here that the Avil gets up and is matzdik the din. He says va'omer ribon ha'olamim. Now the statement here is not something we would say. He says ribon ha'olamim, it means master of the world. Harbecha tatil v'necha. I did a lot of aveirot before you. V'lon afrati mimeni echad min yalef. You didn't pay, like punish me even 1/1000th considering to all my aveirot. Yiratzol v'necha shemokenu shetikdor pirtzotenu pirtzot kol kabbi yisrael barachamim. It may be your wish that you like heal our wounds or heal our breaches and everyone barachamim. Amar Abaye, Lomi Baye Lelinish Lomi Marhachi. Abaye says the person should not say that. The Amar Shimon Lakish V'chein Tanad Mishmeid Rabbi Yosi, because Reish Lakish says that Abaye was taught in the name of Rabbi Yosi. L'lomal Yiftach Adam Pivel Satan. You don't want to open your mouth to Satan and say like
I deserve more.
Right, everyone should never say that. V'Amar Rabbi Yosef, my Kroa. What's the pasuk that supports this idea that you should not say that? Shneamar Kimat Kistom Hayinu. So like the. Yishai is relating what the people are saying. He says, like, we're like the people in Sodom, we're such Rishoyim. He says, Maya Hadaluhu Navi, what does the Navi say back to them? Shemu Devar Hashem Kitsine Sodom. Hear the word of God, the leaders of Sodom. Like, you know, you think you're like Sodom.
You are Sodom.
So, right, that is Sodom. So it's not a good idea to be Poteach Peh. All right. Now, kavruta made v'chazru v'chulei. We said if they buried the person and then they returned, so if they can
have time,
if they have time to say Kriyat Shema,
so they line up
right before the shura, then they should do it. So he says, imichom la'archilig mor kula in aval perak echad o pasuk echad lo. So the Mishnah says, let me listen to the line of the Mishnah. He says. Right. Well, that's what we're thinking. So the Gemara assumes it means to complete the whole Kriyat Shema, and I don't know how long they took for Kriyat Shema. So he said about right about perik echad pasuk echad lo, but one perik one pasuk no. He says ureminhu we pose a contradiction from the Bali Brisa. The Brisa says kavruta meif v'chazru if they buried the maid and then they were returning back imichom la'achil l'gmor if they can finish afilu perik echad pasuk echad even one perik one pasuk they should. So the Gemara says, so how do we reconcile the Mishnah with that Braisa? So Hakinami Kamar. The Gemara says that's what the Mishnah means as well. Otherwise not. So the Mishnah means, so you like you can never just read and translate the Mishnah. You have to, you know,
read
do
the Gemara.
Yeah, right. 100% correct. And even that you need all the Mefarshim and everything else. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, with fewer people, it's a little easier. Okay, now, the top line on Yitanam Abayis, Ha'omdi B'shur of Chulei. So we said, when it comes to the people in B'shur, in other words, they would have rows of people. In other words, the person would
come. You don't have to go so fast.
Well, not, we don't know what's coming up. Anyway, so.
You know what's coming up.
I do. So that's where we got to speed up. So the Avel, the Avelim, they would have a place for Mama. Like there would be like a plaza, you know, outside the cemetery. And then they'd have Shurot there where people would be Menachem the Avel over there. So Ha'omdim Meshur V'chulei. So the people in the row, the inner row, we'll see in a minute. So Tan Rabbanan Shura Roe Panima Ptura. The line that sees like the inner like space. They're pturim from Kriyat Shema, but the one that's like behind them, then they're obligating Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habaim Machman Ha'avel Peturin, Machman Atzman Chayavin. Yehuda says it depends if the people
doesn't
are.
Doesn't matter where you're standing.
Well, we'll see in a minute. This is a little tricky now. Rabbi Yehuda says the people who come because of the mourner, they're Peturim. Machman Atzman Chayavin. But if they're coming just to see the sights, they're just curious what's going on and things like that, so they're a Chayav. So there's two ways to understand Rabbi Yehuda's statement. It might be that it's a limitation on the Petur, that even the people who were in the front row, but if they're not there really for the Avelim, they just like want to see what's happening, the whole thing. They're like sightseers, so then they're Chayav in Kriyat Shema. That's one way.
Or the second row.
Or the other way, according to that way, the second row certainly is Chayav. But the other way is to say that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the second row, that it's a kula, that even if you're in the second or the third row, but you were there for the avil, you're not a sightseer. So then you're patur. That's the other way to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that's from I didn't look inside, but I saw it quoted in an article from Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, now we're beginning a slightly different topic, which is an interesting topic, and it's sort of like a sugya, like if you study Gemara, everybody knows this sugya. So I'm Rabbi Marav, Amotzi Kilayim Bevigdo. So up until now, Rabbi Packer thought the connection was, we were talking about before about the Kavod Rav, and now we're talking about whether you give Kavod, whether it's the Chilul Hashem. We'll see in a minute. I'm Rabbi Marav, Amotzi Kilayim Bevigdo. If a person finds shatnez in his garment, poshed on a field of bashuk, he has to rip the garments off of himself, even though it's a big busha, even if he's in the marketplace. My taima in Chachma Bein Tfun Bein Eitzlan Eger Hashem, wherever is the Chil Hashem, in Cholkin Kavod L'Rav. You don't give Kavod to the Rav, so it means that even if the Rebbe would be wearing those garments, you'd have to rip it off of him. Ve'in Eitzah Negin Hashem. It means that Chachma and Tevuna and Eitzah don't count when it's Negin Hashem. In other words, like the person could be a Baal Chachma, but that doesn't count. In other words, if he's violating the mitzvot, so then the we can't say we're going to give you cut you a break for here because you're a big Talmid Chacham. In other words, that's it. I remember many years ago I was in Eretz Israel, and
when was the last time you were there?
I don't want to say, but this is even before that. So I was. Anyway, so I was studying with a Rebbe there, and he was doing this Gemara, and he was saying like even the Rebbe's wearing the shatnez, rip it off of him. So I said to him, what if the Talmud makes a mistake? He rips the garments off the Rebbe in the middle of the street, and it's really not shatnez. You know? So I remember I said like I didn't know the Hebrew that well. I don't know if I know it so well. I said Moshe Shkia, he looks at me Shkia, and I said well, you mean Ta'ud? He made a mistake, like Ta'ud. Anyway, so he says like this. Okay, so now Mayfei. So again, the idea is that if you're violating halacha in the Torah,
doesn't matter who you are,
right? We're not going to like Derek Eretz, or not Derek Eretz, but Kavod Rav is not going to win out that day. You know,
it was see a rabbi and he's doing something wrong, you're supposed to say something.
The short answer is yes, but you have to really know what you're talking about. You know, like maybe you don't know the halakhot so well. That's one. Then you have to move varier or the dinim. But that's basically the way it's coming out. Okay, so let's take a look. Okay, Meifei. The Bryce says if they buried somebody and now they're returning from the cemetery, and now from the cemetery there are two pathways, achat tohora v'achat tameya. One is tohora, there's no tomb on pathway A, and one is tameya, that there's somebody buried by pathway B. Now we're talking about that there's a kohen who wants to accompany the avel. Ba b'tohora ba'inimo b'tohora. If the avel goes down the tahor path, so everybody goes down that path to accompany him. That's like part of like the
Bimanach Mabel.
And there are Konim there as well. Bab Itzmeya, if he goes down the Tamei path, Ba'inimo Bitzmeya, Bishum Kabodo. So here we see because of the Kavod of the Abel, we think we're going to bend the dinim of Tum and Ta. Even though the Kohen, he's a Kohen. Amai, Lemein Chachma Mein Tuna Lenegat Hashem. So why should that be the case? He's a Kohen. We shouldn't
go.
We shouldn't. So Tirgum Rabbi Abba made a pras to Rabbanan. So Rabbi Abba explained that the Braisa, when it talks about Tuma, it doesn't mean like Tuma, there's a dead body there or a dead body buried there. So you have Beta Pras to Rabbanan. So there's three definitions of Beta Pras, but the definition we're giving here is Beta Pras to Rabbanan means somebody was buried in a field and then the grave was plowed over. So now if a certain amount, I can't remember what the amount of how many amot it was, was it 100 amot? 100. So in the direction where you think that the bone, pieces of bone might have gone, so we tell people not to go over there because we're concerned that maybe there's a small piece, fragment of bone, and you will become Tommy.
This place was a cemetery before.
No. It could not be a cemetery. It might be a field. There was one grave in the field, and then they plowed over that grave. And so that's it. So he says, so that's the case he's talking about. So he says,
that's the Rabbanan.
So it's only the Rabbanan. So the Chachamim were Mekil in this case. He says, and now we're going to prove that it's a Din the Rabbanan. He says, the Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmuel and Apechata Beta Praspa Holech, that Rabbi Yirmiyahu says in Shmuel, a person can blow and then walk in where the Beta Pras is. So that type of Kula would only be true with Din the Rabbanan, because if we knew that there was definitely like Meitim there, like I think in the Mishnah over there, it says you're obligated to take like a layer of dirt, like I don't know if it's 3 tefachim, whatever, off the whole surface. But we don't say do that. We just say blow any little small fragments of bone, it'll be blown away. This is talking about a person. It might be a person going for Korban Pesach, but he doesn't want to be metame, so he can blow his way through. But Amrav Yudua Bar Ashi Mishmei Rab Beta Pras Shenidash Tahor. And another halacha is a Beta Pras. If a lot of people have walked through it, then it's Tahor. We assume that the people have crushed up all the pieces, so everything is less than a Soros or nothing. So both of those Adinim that would not be true if it was a Din Doraisa. So we
Din Rabbanan, we do let the Tamil Chacham go.
Wait. In other words, we're saying that if the Avil goes down this field and you're in a zone where it's Beta Pras, so the Kohen is permitted to follow him through
because
it's only a Din de Rabbanan, and the Chachamim were Mekil in these circumstances for the sake of the Avil. That's what he's saying. Okay, now. Okay, so again, so we tried to shlug up Rav's halacha about Kilayim, and we weren't able to. Okay, Tashma. So now we try to bring another proof. The Amar of Lazar Bar Tzadok, Midalgin. Now Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok was a Kohen again. So you know Kohen Tuma, the whole thing. So the Amar of Lazar Bar Tzadok, Midalgin. You know, Agabi Rano Shel Meitim. We would like jump over the caskets of Meitim. He says Lekrat Malcha Yisrael. Below Lekrat Malcha Yisrael Bavadamru Elafil Lekrat Malcha Akum. In other words, we were greeting Malcha Yisrael. I don't know which Malcha Yisrael yet he was greeting, but we would jump over the. Yeah, and even we non-Jew, we would do that. He says Elafil Lekrat Malcha Akum Shimis Kei Yavchim Malcha Yisrael Malcha Akum. So that if you're Zochev, Yimos Mashiach, you'll be able to understand the difference between the Kavod that's given between a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king. But the point is that he's a Kohen.
How was he able to do this?
And he's going over the caskets, and they have Meitim in there. So I don't know if they're buried or not buried, but either, it won't make much difference. So he says, Amai Lamin Chachamim Tuvan Vinay, it's Lenag Hashem. So here he's trying to do it for the Kavod, for the Malcha Yisrael, but he's violating a Din Torah, we think. So the Gemara says, Kidurava, the Amar Rava, Dvar Torah, Ol, Kul Sheish B'chalal Tefa, Chotzei P'fnei Atuma. So Rava says, if you have an OL is like a tent, but it means any compartment with the mate in it. If there's a tefach of space between the mate and the roof, so it's chotzeis b'fnei atuma. In other words, the tuma doesn't go above the roof because there's space there. The she'ein bo chalal tefach in a chotzeis b'fnei atuma. If there's not a tefach of space, then the tuma is ritzutz, it's bokad va'ola, it goes through. Verova. Okay, let's be patient. Wait till I finish each segment, and I'll give you a chance. Okay, so verova aronot yeshbem chalal tefach. Most aronot do have a chalal tefach. It means most aronot, the tumah will not go over the aron because there's a space of tefach in there. The gazrul sheish b'hem mishum she'ein b'hem. Now there was a gzeira that even if it does have tefach, you shouldn't go over it because we're afraid that there'll be an aron that doesn't have a tefach. You'll end up going over it, but most aron do have a tefach. So normally we would say, so don't go over the aron with a tefach. He says, "Umishum kvod malachim lo gazrubu rabbanan." But because of kvod malachim, the chachamim would not go there. So again, it comes out to a din de rabbanan, in the words that we're dealing with, and then we're waving the din de rabbanan for the sake of the kavod of some person. Here's the case: the king. Well, which one to ask? Okay, are we good? Okay, I'm going to go on. All right. Tashma gadol kvod. You ready with me? You with me, Yosef?
Almost.
Well, not you. Almost is not with me. Okay. All right. Tashma, gadol kvod abrio shadocha lo tasa shabatorah. So now we have a brisa that says kvod abrio is so great, so significant, that it pushes away lo tasa and the Torah. So now we think we got Rav dead to right. I mean, like this brisa looks like he's against him. Rav says, we don't care if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're wearing the shatnez, it's coming off, even if you're very embarrassed. Okay. And here it says, Kvod HaBriyot is so great, it's Doka Lo Tas in the Torah. So he says, V'yamai, Lema in Chacham in Tuvon Ben Eitz L'Negad Hashem. We should use the pasuk that Rav used, that we don't give Kavod to somebody when it's violating the Torah. So Tirgum Rav Bar Shva Kamei Rav Kahana B'Lav Lo Tasur. So Rav Bar Shva explained for Rav Kahana, when the Brisa says is Doka Lo Tase, it's talking about the Lo Tas of Lo Tasur, which is the basis for Gzeirot Derabanan. So Achichu Lei Lav Lo Asur Deraiti. So they laughed at him. They said Lav Lo Tasur. That's Deraisa. They thought that he meant that the way the Mesivta had it was that even things that learned with the Yud Gimel Midot and things like that can be pushed away. So Amar Rav Kahana, Gav Rav Amar Milta Lo Tachich Ulei. So Rav Kahana said, look, you see a great person says something, i.e. Rav Bar Shva says, don't laugh at him. Meaning that all Gezerot Rabbanan are based on the pasuk of Lo Tasur. He says, Mishum Kvodo Shav Rabbanan. And out of the, and so it means, because of the kavod of the kvod abriod, so the chachamim permitted it. So one minute. So right. So like let's look at the Rashi. Kumilu Rabbanu v'chulei Rashi. Okay. Kumilu v'chulei. V'haki kamar lu. Davar shumi divrei sofrim. If it's a din de rabbanan, nidchem ne kvod abriod. That is pushed away for kvod abriod, which is the same as what we said before. That we have dinim de rabbanan are pushed away for kvod abriod. V'kari le lautase, and he calls it in the brisa lautase mishum dechtiv lautasur, because of the pasuk lautasur, which is the basis why the chachamim make the gzeirot. V'chashelu deraitahu, and he said, well, isn't that a din deraisa? Rabbanan achlu li karayu lavur devrayim. The chachamim were mochel on their kavod to do it. So it sounds like Rapaka was saying to me today, but it sounds like Heim Amru v'Heim Amru. In other words, they make the Zera, but they say, if it's Kvod HaBriot, don't worry about our Zera. He says, Heicha de'ik Kvod HaBriot. On the Taltil b'Shabbat, Avanim shel Beit HaKiseh l'Kinuach. He says, like, to carry these stones to the bathroom to clean yourself with, it's like would normally be a din in muksa, so they permitted you to take this right for kvod abriot. Oh, mishan if skat sitzit talik toba carmelid, if the string that it sits is ripped in a carmelid, lo sricho laniach talik tosham l'kanes l'beito arom. So he, in other words, this would be a din in hotza'a. So they said, but it's only hotza'a on the rabbanon level. They said you could do it, and in other words, rather than be embarrassed. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay.
Kvod HaBriyot allow you to violate
Dinim Derabanan. Yeah. All right. Now, Tashma. So the Gemara is still asking another question against Rav. So Tashma, V'italamta mehem, pamim shetamit alei mehem, pamim she'inatamit alei mehem. So the Gemara, here the Gemara is talking about if you find an aveda, it says in the Torah, Lo tiret shor achicho sioni dalechim aderek v'italamta mehem. You shouldn't see the ox of your brother or his sheep that are like for bludgeoned. You know what for bludgeoned means?
No.
for a bludgeon? No. For a bludgeon is like you're lost. You're like really, you know, really lost. Anyway, so they're all for a bludgeon on the derech, and you should hide your eyes. But the way Chazal is in the pasuk is that there are times that you are allowed to hide your eyes from an aveda. Meaning, I'm not going to do hashavat aveda. Hashavat aveda is returning the lost thing. He says, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Tashma b'talam t'meihem, pa mimshtam b'talamihem, pa mishenatam b'talamihem, ha ketzad, imi ha kohen v'hi b'veda kvaro. Let's say I'm a kohen, and I see there's a lost ball. The guy's been looking for this ball, or it's a lost object. Let's say it's a diamond ring, and they've been looking for this diamond ring high and low, and I see the diamond ring in the cemetery, but I'm a kohen. So I'm not going to go into the cemetery. That's I'm going to be metal. I'm going to hide my eyes from it. Or I'm a zakein. It could be a tamid chacham. Usually we say zakein is a shekana chachma. Like if the person's a big tamid chacham, and there's a raggedy Ann doll. I know it's been lost, but it's not like my kavo that I should return the raggedy Ann doll to the person. He says, O shaitam alakto meruba michel chavero. Or let's say I make $10,000 an hour, and the object is worth $3, and it takes me an hour to bring it to him. So I don't have to get involved, you know, like I'm a no-cave Margaliot, is the way in the Gemara, like I cut pearls. So I don't have to be involved with that, because that's like not going to, you know, make economic sense.
It's not
worth your time. Now, focusing on the case, Zakein Mein Lefi Kvodo. He's a Zakein. There's nothing to do with the cemetery. He's a Zakein, and he finds like this dirty doll in the street or whatever. It's not Lefi Kvodo that he should be involved with it. But isn't that the issue? In other words, like, why is his kavod matter? In other words, like, we should say that you shouldn't violate the Torah. The Torah says you should do a Shabbat Aveda.
And pick it up.
Right, and skip your kavod. He says, Amai, Lemein, Chachmamein, Tuanamein, Eitzlan, Egan Hashem. So why is, so this is Kash against Rab. Why does the Brisa say, he's a Zakin, he's not Lefi Kavodo, so skip it. We should say, if you're right, that Lemein, Chachmamein, Tuanamein, Eitzlan, Egan Hashem, he says that we're going to follow, you have to do the Torah. So the word says, Shani Hatam, the Tibet Lam, Mayhem. There it's different because the Torah specifically provides for an override, and the Torah says, "B'talam to mehem." There are times that you are permitted to hide your eyes and not do it. But ligmor mina. So why don't we take that as the model for the whole Torah? Say just like the Torah teaches me over there that because of my kavod, I don't have to be involved with the hashavat aveda, right? I'm allowed to. I could hide my eyes. So let me say that in the rest of the Torah as well, that my kavod, I could avoid, you know, other you know, things that might violate the Torah otherwise. All right? So the Gemara says, Isur Mona lo yafina. We're not going to learn dinim of Isura from Mamona. In other words, Hashabat Aveda is din in Mamona.
Which is
Doraita. Which is Doraita, but more make by Mamon than we are by Isurim. So the fact that the Torah might say, because of my kavod, I don't have to return the Aveda, doesn't mean because of my kavod, I'm allowed to wear the shatnez and the shuk. All right, now let's see. So far we got nowhere. All right, Tashma. Now, all right, this is the denouement, and we're getting very close, and we're running out of time. So we'll see. Tashma, v'la'achoto. Now, this is part of a longer brisa. It's talking about a nazir. A nazir is a person who takes the neder, and he's going to sign up for the restrictions.
Yeah.
So it says, l'nefesh, it says, l'nefesh meit lo yavo, that he shouldn't come into contact with the dead body. Then the Torah says, "La vivli mola chibul achoto li tamalam hem lemotam," that he shouldn't be mitame for his father, his mother, la vivli mola chibul achoto, for his brother or his sister. But the Torah told me that it can't be mitame for maid. So why does it have to go through all these four people that I can't mitame? So it says, Thomas says, "In Nazir, you shouldn't be mitame to anybody." And then he says he shouldn't be talking to his father, shouldn't be talking to his mother, shouldn't be talking to his brother, shouldn't be talking to his sister. So the Gemara has a drasha from each item. Let's look in the Rashi quickly and then we'll go. So he says, so we're running out of time. I'm just, there's a drasha that the Chazal had from each one, and it teaches me that he's mitame from eight mitzvah. And now we're going to learn what it's talking about Achoto. Okay, so even though he's a Nazir, and it could be he's a Nazir, he's a Kohen, so he shouldn't be Mitami normally, but if it's a Meit Mitzvah, dead body, with nobody to bury it, that he's allowed to be Mitami. Now, let's go Balachoto. So Tashma, Balachoto, Matam Lomar, what does the term Balachoto teach me? Haresha Holech Lashchot Pischo Balamol Beno. He was on his way to Shech the Korban Pesach, or to give a bris milah to his son. Now, Rashi has two ways to understand this. obviously, when you see those two, what comes up in mind, those are two misses, the key of kare. So it's very important, misses, all right? In other words, the korban pesach, if I don't do it, I'm chayav kare. And we get a bris for the son, so the son's going to be chayav kare when he gets to be an adult. But the mullah benon. So that's one pshat. Or the pshat could be that he's going for the korban pesach, but he's doing the bris for his son, because if the members of his family don't have a bris meal, he can't bring the korban pesach, because that's also done by the korban pesach. V'shama shemait lomait, and on the way he hears that like a member of his family unfortunately passed away. Yechol yechzor v'itame, I might think that he should go back and be mitame, and then there are other people to take care of the mate, but I should be involved with this mate. So amrit lo yitame. So he say no, he shouldn't do that. I might think, just like he's not mitame for under those circumstances, so too for a mate mitzvah he wouldn't be mitame. Tamalomor v'la'achoto. So v'la'achoto teaches me that if he passes the mate mitzvah, he's going to be mitame. Says la'achoto.
Only for his sister he doesn't. For someone else he does.
Right. La'achoto hu deina mitame. For the sister he's not going to be mitame. About mitame hu the mate mitzvah. So amai. So now he's mitame mitzvah. Amai lema ein chach mein tuin mein eitz l'neger Hashem. Now a mate mitzvah is kavod abriot. It was not his kavod abriot. It's kavod abriot for the mace. But so we're bending the halacha for the kavod for the mace. In other words, because
this guy's a nazir.
Well, no, we're not talking about the nazir anymore. We're done with nazir. It's just the pasuk is there. We're talking about a person, just a regular person. He was going to bring his korban pesach, so or he was going to do a bris milah for his son. He won't be able to do either one of those right now, or one or the other, because and this potential chi of karet. Or it means he was going to give a bris to his son, and now he won't be able to, and I'd bring the korban pesach, but he can't do it now. He says, "So am I." Lema in chachmei tuna bin eitz l'negad Hashem. Why is that? He says we should say that. Skip the kavod amei, we're going to do the mitzvos. So shani hatam dechtiv la'achoto. So it's different because the Torah has a specific override. It says the main mitzvah has priority. V'ligmor mina. So now in this case is a din where I have a mitzvah that's being undercut by kvod abriot. So why don't I take that as a model for the rest of the Torah? So he says shevi al tasashani. So the Gemara says, if it's by omission, that's different than an act of commission. In other words, here, when I'm a tame, so I'm going to sit back and not do the korban pesach. I'm going to sit back and not do the bris milah on my son.
Yeah.
I'm not like actively violating the Torah. But by the shatnez, when I'm wearing the shatnez, I'm actively violating the Torah. You understand the difference? So now, the only thing is, though, let's do, and we're running out of time now, as you can see. So it's good that I rushed. The 1 second. No. We have 3 minutes because we have to take a break. Now, Now the only thing is Rashi points up a problem. Okay. Now, let's look at the Rashi. Let's look at the second wide line of Rashi, then we'll wrap it up. Okay. Shevi al tasashani. The varim rabbi mitiru la kur dvar torah m'nei siyag m'nei kvod abriot. There are many things the Chamim said because of a siyag or kvod abriot we could violate. Heichadin o'ker dvar m'maasei yadayim al yoshe b'mkomo. Dvar torah ner kamilav. Gom tkiyat shofar v'lulav b'shabbat. Like blowing shofar on Shabbos and lulav on Shabbos. Say, sit down, don't do it. So the Chachamim, they do exercise their power to shave al tasa. Besadim mitzitzis means if my tzitzis are made out of linen, so on a deraisa level, the tzitzis are wool. So on a deraisa level, essay is dochalo tasa. But the Chachamim said, you should not put tzitzis on it because we're afraid that you'll wear the garment at night or whatever, something like that, you'll be over on a deraisa level. He says, in many cases, mentioned but to uproot it, like, but overtly, that they wouldn't do. The same Val Tasa is different than, you know, this is, mamash. If I'm wearing shatnez, I'm okir biyadayim, I'm walking around wearing the shatnez. Shehu lov show. Vetumat gufa. Shahutra l'kohen l'nazir l'itami l'meit mitzvah to come akir b'yadayim. Now, Rashi's bothered, but now the kohen l'nazir is allowed to be mitami for meit mitzvah. So that sounds like that's like an oker b'yadayim. That's overtly, when it was recovered for the mace, I'm overtly being mitame. So that sounds like doesn't work in with the rule so well. He says, "Come akar v'dayim, and they kvod abriot the lav shev al tasehu hanotam lo gabrina minay." So that should be, I should learn from there. There I see for kvod abriot, I'm allowed to, you know, actively violate the Torah. So he says, "The hatam lav kvod abriot who didachi lo tasedita." It's not kvod abriot which is pushing the way. The meikara shenichtav lo tased the tuma lo mitzvah nichtav. In other words, when the Torah commanded kohenim or nazirim concerning tuma, they never commanded them in the case of main mitzvah. In other words, it's not that one thing is docha, that we're never commanded for to be careful for not to be mitame in that case. Shem shalom nichtav ala krovim. Just like for Kohen, he's allowed to be mitame for krovim. So same thing, the Kohen is allowed to be mitame for main mitzvah. Aval Hashavat of Eidah Pesach and Chol Yisrael Nemar, but Hashavat of Eidah and Korban Pesach, everybody was mitzvah on that. Yisal Kvod Abriot Nitnu Lidachot, they were given to be Doka by Kvod Abriot Al Korcha. Haynu Chitani B'Yadayim Ela B'Shiva Totitcha Mitzvah. About Kalaim D'Masi Yadav Yidchu is here by Zarato. Okay, so the main thing to remember is the difference between Shevi Al Taseh and Kum Va'aseh in terms of Kvod Abriot. So let's just summarize again. So for Kvod Abriot, it was the Din D'Rabbanan Chamin were make kill for quota briot, a number of cases. Like, think of like the stones of cleaning yourself in the bathroom on Shabbos. It's a dinder abanan, they have a lot of kulas for quota briot. And then also we said, if the quota briot is being violated passively, then also you're allowed to, violate by not doing something. But if you're actively going to violate like the Torah, like wearing shatnez, then this doesn't go.
Well, it's a passive case?
The passive case is not doing the Korban Pesach, and we had other cases, not bringing the Korban, not giving the bris to my son. Okay, now, see, he has a lot here. I don't have time to go through it now, but let's say I notice somebody who's wearing shatnez. In other words, like the Gemara's case is that the person himself realizes that he's got shatnez, so he has an obligation. So the Rush maintains if a person notices friends wearing shatnez in the street, he should delay notifying him until he arrives home. The Rush is of the opinion that since the friend is unaware of the transgression, shogeg, he need not be notified in the street because Kvod Abriot takes precedence over an Easter b'shogeg. Only when the shatnez wearer himself realizes he's wearing shatnez, is there an obligation to immediately disrobe, since at that point he's amazed. That's what the Rush says. The Rambam disagrees and rules that one who notices his friend is wearing shatnez, immediately notify him or remove him from him. You might hope that your friend follows the Rush and not the Rambam. When he's walking on the street. Anyway, so now he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger finds difficulty with Rama's position. He says, he asks that a person who is unaware of the fact that his garment contains shatnez is classed as mitasik, not shogeg. In other words, shogeg is, I know the shogeg refers to one who is aware of his actions, thinks the actions permitted. In other words, I think that today is not Shabbos, or I think you're allowed to do this, where I knew you really weren't allowed, and then I forgot you were allowed, that's the shogeg. But mitasek, I'm in a totally different world. I don't know what I'm doing with this thing. He doesn't even know that there was shatnez in the garment. So, for example, one who performs forbidden malachat Shabbos, mistaken assumption that it's permitted or that it's Sunday, is chas shogeg, so forth. Someone picks up a fruit thing, he's disconnected, still attached to a tree, exempt from a korban. That's the case of mitasek. I think that the fruit is detached and it's really attached. That's mitasek. So here I don't know what's going on. In answer, Rabbi Akiva Eger postulates, even though he exempts mitasek from a korban, a violation committed the state of Mitasik Slimase Avera. It was he's Miyashiv the Rambam. So the Rambam says you gotta rip this garment off him even if he doesn't know about it. So even though it's Mitasik, it's still an Avera. Alternatively, he explains that even if it's Malach in a state of Mitasik is not considered Maase Avera, where Shatnez in Mitasik is considered a Maase Avera. The Gemara says that Mitasik is always Patur except by Arayot and Ochel Chalavim, because Shkein Nen gets the Hana'ah, so he's Chayav in the case of Mitasek in that case. So you want to say when you're wearing the garment, it's Mitasek, you're getting Hana'ah from it. So that's why it's similar to that. So it is considered Maaseh Avera. Okay, so again, the learning tonight was Le'ilui Neshama of David Jacob's father. That's Eliyahu Shmuel ben Yaakov Shalom, Zichrono Lebracha.